بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. We are reading this ayat where Allah says there is no compulsion in religion and the right has become clear from the wrong. So everyone can see what is the right, and it is up to everyone, his own interest, to accept that which is right and avoid totally all that what is falsehood, what is batil. And this, as explained, is basically with the heart of a person to accept Islam. And nobody has got control over anyone's heart besides Allah Ta'ala. So we cannot force anyone. Outwardly we can force him to say the words of Islam, but in his heart what is there, and that is what is counted by Allah Ta'ala. Not what is said by the tongue, basically, but what is in the heart. So in this ayat it appears that there is no compulsion in religion. But because of the influence of the non-believers, and many Muslims also who read their books are influenced by them, unfortunately they also think like them. For one, that Islam was spread by the sword. There could be nothing further from the truth, that Islam was never and can never be spread by force, by the sword, and that there is no compulsion. Another aspect is that there are various commands in Sharia that you must perform namaz, etc. So that also appears like a compulsion. So all that explanation is given here very beautifully by Hazrat Maulana Idris Khandelvi Rahmatullah Ali. He says in this ayat where there is no compulsion, is not against those ayat in which jihad has been ordained. Outwardly it appears, and this false propaganda is made, that jihad was to force the people to accept Islam. So he, Hazrat explained that jihad is to remove all the evil which is in the world, and the kuffar who always spread all evil. The main evil they spread is the kufr, atheism, non-belief. Allah created the earth. The earth belongs to Allah Ta'ala, and they are guilty of high treason, that they deny Allah Ta'ala, and they don't allow the laws of Allah to be enacted on the earth, and they commit all types of fasad, all types of evil. And the hidayat and the righteous commands of Allah which have been revealed for this earth, they become an obstacle for those commandments of Allah to be observed. That Islam, obedience of Allah, they bring all types of entertainment, all types of things to distract the people. And in this way, they stop the people from the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Therefore, the command of jihad was given, and the object of Allah Rabbul Izzat is that the true deen must be established. Just like in any government, when a new government is formed, then they go out of their way to establish their laws in that country. The whole world belongs to Allah, and Allah has given the command of jihad to establish the laws of Allah Ta'ala, not to force people to accept Islam. The object was never by jihad to force people that they must accept Islam. And if a non-believer, a kafir, he wants to remain on his religion in an Islamic country, he is also not forced. He can pay his jizya, and then he will not only live in that country, but the Islamic Khilafat, the government, Islamic government will protect him, will protect his property also, and he can carry on with his ibadat. There is no compulsion for him to accept Islam. And because the object of jihad is to create the environment that who wants to worship Allah can do it freely. Women want to be in parda, nobody interferes with them. Men want to make namaz, nobody interferes. Masjids are not forcibly closed, etc. And in this, because normally children, women, old people, and religious people of the other religions. They also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited that you must not kill them. Even the children, the women, the old people, and even the religious people, the priests, monks, etc., they also should not be killed, because normally they do not interfere in the system of Allah being established. And because there is no fear of any fitna and fasad from them. Just like a harmful animal, like a snake, etc., a scorpion, after it has harmed a person, then it is fully permissible to kill that snake, that scorpion. In the same way, in order to save oneself from the poison and the bite of a snake, a scorpion, etc., it is actual wisdom and correct thinking and the proper administration that a person will kill the snake and the scorpion before it bites a person, and that is proper ruling of a Muslim country and the proper system. And so just like any in Sharia, this is called Iqdami Jihad, offensive jihad. Not only when we are attacked, but even before we are attacked. If in a Muslim country the ruler is a good, sensible, far-thinking person, and he fears any harm from any country, any person, before they harm also, he will eliminate them. This is offensive jihad, and that is also not only permissible, but it is the wisdom and right thing to do. Just like you don't wait for a snake to bite, then you kill it before it bites. So all these who are like snakes in this world, and who are like scorpions, to get rid of them before they can cause harm is also fully permissible. In fact, that is very good to do. Besides that, as far as accepting Iman and Islam, a person has got the full choice. He's not made helpless, he's not forced to accept it. And in this way also, all other good deeds and bad deeds, Allah has given people a choice. Allah hasn't forced anyone that you must make namaz. Like there are two types of Allah's command, Takwini and Tashri'i. Takwini is like, for example, the sun has to rise on its fixed time every day at a certain spot. The sun has got no choice but to obey. In the Tashri'i, Allah gave us the command to perform namaz, but Allah hasn't forced us. Then it is up to us, we perform namaz or we don't perform namaz. So the commands of Allah Ta'ala are of good, to do the things which Allah has commanded us, and to stay away from the things Allah Ta'ala has forbidden us, like adultery, stealing, gambling, all the haram things, etc. And Allah Shariat has not made us helpless in doing those things that you are forced to do them. But Shariat has fixed that when you do good deeds, you will be rewarded accordingly. And if you do the wrong things, you will be punished accordingly. For example, the hand of a thief will be cut when it is proven, and according to all the rules and regulations. A person who commits adultery, and if he's a married person, he will be stoned to death. Outwardly, this also looks, now we are forcing that don't commit adultery and don't steal. But it is not a force. The punishment is for your own actions if you did of your own choice. You were not forced to steal. You were not forced to commit adultery. And the punishment, in order to maintain law and order, even in the worldly government, there are laws. If you steal, you do wrong, then there is a punishment. But the doing the action is your choice. If you steal, you are not forced to steal. But you stole of your own choice, then the punishment is fixed for you. So this is also no force. Many people understand and interpret that also as force. That is no force whatsoever. Uh, In this very way, if a Muslim becomes a murtad, gives up Islam, then the punishment of irtidad, of forsaking Islam, is also the death penalty. So this also is not forcing him to stay on Islam. He came into Islam and now of his own choice is giving up Islam. So now the penalty will be fixed. So this is also not from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as force on that person, but it is his own wrong that he had done. Just like a person in an institution, he does wrong his student, then he is expelled. It isn't that expulsion was forced on him. He did wrong things and he was proven to have done wrong. Now he will be expelled. It is very surprising, Hazrat writes here, that when the worldly governments make such laws, then we feel that this is perfect, this is the right thing that had to be done. But when it is the land of Allah, land belongs originally only to Allah, and when Allah's laws are like that, then we find it to be oppressive and we find it to be very brutal, etc. But this is exactly as even worldly governments have the laws and the punishments they give the death sentence, etc., life sentence, etc., and that all accepted, that is right, he deserves it. He did wrong, he deserves it. And people will pass their comments, give him 10 death sentences, give him 20 lives of imprisonment. They will also pass such comments. In fact, it is so much so that a government that is elected by the votes of the people, what is called a democracy, democratically elected government, in that government, all that government also at times, like now with the pandemic, they had laws which they forced, very draconian laws on the people, forcing them with such things that you could not leave your home, etc., all different laws that were made by the government, that is also accepted. And these are fake governments compared to real government, which is of Allah Ta'ala. We accept what this fake governments ordain, but when Allah ordains certain law, we have a problem. So that is not correct at all. So whatever Allah has, for example, for treason, the penalty is a death penalty or life sentence. But when Allah Ta'ala, when you become a murtad, then we feel Islam is too hard and Islam is being forced. So we have to think in the right direction. This, the clear meaning of this, Maulana writes, that when Allah's commands are broken, then we feel that it must be accommodated. When government laws of the country, our own house laws are broken, then we take offense and we fight against the people who broke the house laws. It can be the children, the wife, whoever, who broke the house laws, they are taken to task. And who breaks Allah's laws, then it is zulm, then it is oppression. That is totally wrong. Law and the land belongs originally only to Allah, and Allah alone has the right to enact these things, and all that again is for the broader interest of all the people. If there are no punishments fixed like that, the whole world will be in chaos. If there is no punishment for adultery, how many people would get involved in adultery? If there is no punishment for stealing, people will go wild on the rampage and start stealing. So Allah has made this law. We must understand there is no compulsion in religion, and the punishments that are fixed are also because of our own actions, which are done by our choice. And then the punishments have to be there in order to maintain system and order. May Allah give us the proper understanding and the proper amal to do or to please Allah Ta'ala.